Good. All right. Ready for more music? Good. Have you heard about Woody Simmons Day? Well, I see a lot of nodding heads, but this is the way I'm supposed to introduce Woody anyway, so you'll hear about it again. The town of Mill Creek, where Woody is from, has declared November 12th Woody Simmons Day. And all day long, they're going to be celebrating their best-known musician from up in Mill Creek. Woody is actually one of the best-known fiddlers in West Virginia. He's been playing music for, I would say, probably 70-some years throughout West Virginia, sometimes professionally and sometimes just for the love of going out and playing. He's been one of the most faithful Augusta supporters all along. Woody and his late wife, Laverne, were at almost every Augusta concert. And, you know, it's not every musician who takes his time out to sit down and listen to other people play, and I really respect that about Woody. He also comes out every Wednesday for our Picking in the Park sessions, and I mentioned this afternoon they're moving here into this building starting this Wednesday. So those of you musicians or people just want to come out on Wednesdays, I'll bet Woody will be here. But Woody Simmons Day is on November 12th out in Mill Creek, but you don't have to wait till then because we're going to bring him out here right now. Let's make him welcome. This is Woody Simmons.
Mighty proud to be here for another old fiddler reunion, and fiddler over here on the right is Jerry Mills. He's a big help here to college. He's coordinator here, and here on the left is Jim Jones. Jim's attorney at law in Washington, D.C., and he kept him straight on the law. He said, Woody, buckle your seatbelt, because it's law. And back here on the base is Barb Withy. To start out here, I'm going to go do an old tune I learned off Ed and Hammond way back in the 30s. Molly Put the Kettle On.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Next old tune I'm going to do is an old tune of Bonaparte's Retreat. Two fiddles, one gets too warm, I have to lay it down and let it cool off. The first fiddle I ever owned, got it from an old bachelor back when I was 13 years old. I'd done the janitor work at school, and I gave the old man in January, I gave him a bushel of potatoes, and then when school was out and I got my check, I gave him $5. And the old fiddle's over 200 years old, a very old fiddle. It's going to outlast me, I believe. All right. High Country. Go to an old tune, High Country. Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm going to slow things down here a little bit and do a walk for Don Tenney. He's been awful nice to me. He's from up in Ohio. He sent me a lot of tape of mail. He must have sent me 40 different tapes. And he brought me one today. So I wanted to do his favorite waltz, the Shannon Waltz.
And bring a tear to a glass eye. I think Woody's going to do one more tune here, but I want to be sure. I guess I'm not sure if John mentioned or not that Woody's birthday is coming up, and Augusta is planning a big celebration. I'm sure maybe John told you more about this, or he will. But it's November 12th, and all Woody's friends and fans and all the musicians that have played with Woody over the years are going to gather down at Mill Creek for a big celebration. We're calling it Woody Simmons Day. So. Y'all come.
Thank you. Thank you.
the great Woody Simmons. Barb Withey on bass, Jim Jones on guitar, and once again, Jerry Milnes on banjo. Those of you who were there for the entire Fiddler's Reunion, or at least especially the last part of it, had a chance to hear some the fine singing of Bill and Becky Kimmons and their friend Will Fanning. They've been brought in. Margot invited them here to help lead the singing tomorrow morning at the Gospel Sing. This will happen right out there by the fireplace, 10:30 in the morning. We hope that many of you will join us. It'll be a fine time, and we're going to get them out here to give us one more song here. Let's make them welcome. This is Bill and Becky Kimmons and Will Fanning.
They tell me I get to introduce us. We're known as the Missing Person Soup Kitchen Gospel Quartet, and we're going to get to do a couple of numbers while they set up the stage for this next group. They said we were filler, and so
we're going to fill.
Yeah, we're going to fill, and if we squinch close together, that's because we're on one mic, and we got to all get close to it. So
it helps us to sound better also.
Well, you need to get off the stage so okay. Becky looks taller. There you go.
Okay. There. I hate it when that happens. Okay. By the way, this was an accident that Bill and I wore similar shirts tonight. I just want you to know that. But it also proves that we come in the economy size and a large take-home family size.
That's exactly right.
If you don't want to get in trouble, if you don't want to get in trouble, if you don't want to get in trouble, you better let that liar alone. When a liar takes a notion to bend the truth, you lay around his neighbors to get the news. Nearly every day when you look out, you can see that liar coming to your house. If you don't want to get in trouble, if you don't want to get in trouble, if you don't want to get in trouble, you better let that liar alone. When everything's in a perfect peace, here comes that liar with his deceit. And when he gets his business just fixed just right, then that liar gonna cause a fight. If you don't want to get in trouble, if you don't want to get in trouble, if you don't want to get in trouble, you better let that liar alone. Well, he make out like he loves you so well,
everything he hears he must run and tell.
Let me tell you, sister, if you only knew
what a certain somebody done said about you.
Studies up a lie, tells it so smooth, think absolutely that it must be true. Urge you out to trace a tale, you don't mind, you'll be put in jail. Hypocrite and liar both kicks up a fuss, they're both very bad, but the liar's the worst. If you don't want to get in trouble, if you don't want to get in trouble, if you don't want to get in trouble, you better let that liar alone. Hey, you better let that liar alone.
Thank you very much.
Sorry.
What are we doing next?
Can't you hear Jerusalem when she moans? Hear Jerusalem when she moans,
when she moans.
Can't you hear Jerusalem when she moans? Hear Jerusalem when she moans. Some people don't believe in praying. Oh, they say praying's not true. But if you want to get to heaven, brother, you better pray some too. Can't you hear Jerusalem when she moans? Hear Jerusalem when she moans, when she moans. Can't you hear Jerusalem when she moans? Hear Jerusalem when she moans, when she moans. Some people don't believe in preaching. They say preaching's not true. But if you want to get to heaven, sister, you got to preach some too. Can't you hear Jerusalem when she moans? Hear Jerusalem when she moans. can't you hear Jerusalem when she moans? Hear Jerusalem when she moans. Some people don't believe in shouting. They say shouting ain't true. Oh, if you want to get to heaven, brother, you got to shout some too. Can't you hear Jerusalem when she moans? Hear Jerusalem when she moans. Can't you hear Jerusalem when she moans? Hear Jerusalem when she moans,
when she moans,
when she moans,
when she moans,
when she moans. Come and listen as you trail a life's journey. Take Jesus as your daily guide. Though you may feel secure and safely without him walking by your side. And when you come to make that crossing at the end of every pilgrim's way, if you never did meet our Savior, you'll surely meet him on that day.
Whoa, look at that cold Jordan. Look at these
deep waters.
Look at that
wide river. Oh, hear the mighty billows roll.
You'd better take Jesus with you. He's a true companion. And I'm sure without him that you're never gonna make it. Oh,
that awful day of judgment is coming in the by and by. We'll see our Lord descending in glory from on high. So let us keep in touch with Jesus and in his grace and love abide, that we may be ever called ready when he calls over Jordan's tide.
Whoa, look at that cold Jordan. Look at these
deep waters.
Look at that
wide river. Oh, hear the mighty billows roll.
You'd better take Jesus with you. He's a
true companion, and I'm sure without him that you're never gonna make it. Oh,
oh,
what you gonna do?
Oh, what
you gonna say?
Oh,
how you gonna feel? When you come to the end of the way.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That was beautiful. Bill and Becky Kimmons and Will Fanning, and they will be singing tonight after the concert in the music room, which is, we also call it the choir room. It's that glassed-in area just next to the lounge where the Fiddler's Reunion was. There'll be a lot of singing going on there, and they'll be in there, as well as the West Falls will be in there, and probably a number of us will be in there singing. And there'll be jam sessions all over the building. So. Once the concert's over, we hope you have some energy left. Those of you who brought your instruments with you, we sure like to see that music go on until the early hours around here. And the rest of you, I hope you'll enjoy hanging around and hearing some of that good music. As I mentioned, many of the people here have been here all week long taking and teaching classes. We started about a year ago thinking about how we could put together the best possible October Old Time Week, coming off of a wonderful week last year. And we thought, well, who would be like the really best person that we could invite to coordinate it? We often invite an individual who is not part of our full-time staff to coordinate these weeks, and then we sort of work with them on the logistics. It gives us a fresh approach every year. So we thought of who was the best-known, most respected, younger old-time musician we could think of, and it was not a hard choice to get on the phone and call Bruce Molsky. Bruce is very well known coast to coast. He's one of the most respected and knowledgeable fiddlers of my generation. And he has learned his music by listening and visiting and listening and visiting and practicing, and also a tremendous gift that he has. So Bruce did a great job. He brought in a tremendous staff, and I think it's been a good week. Those of you who've been here, it's been a good week? I think it's been a good week. Bruce plays with a number of different people and also plays and performs as a solo artist, but he brought a couple of band members with him who are also some of the best-known players around today, Dirk Powell and Rafe Stefanini. And together, Bruce Molsky, Rafe, and Dirk Powell perform and record as the L7s. Let's make them welcome.
We just brought a few things with us. We've had a wonderful week teaching and playing and inspiring ourselves with music and growing very tired, and this is a great way to finish it all up. So we'll start with a little bit of what you've been hearing all week long. This tune's called Buck Horde.
Instrument. Oh, I'm so far away. Well, I'll manage. Well, next tune we're going to play is Shady Grove. And I don't know what to say.
These old instruments don't like temperature changes too much. Okay?
I think so.
All right. Thanks very much. Thank you. We're going to get another staff member to join us. This is Beverly Smith, and she's been working real hard with all the guitar students this week. Please make her welcome, Bev Smith. We'll do a little bit of twin fiddling for you. Thank you.
funny how you put them in the case in tune, and then you open the case and they're out of tune.
They were in perfect tune downstairs in the warm-up room. Here's a tune called Indian Eat the Woodchuck.